Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The U.S. military not saying much about an object that was shot down over Alaska on Friday. It's the second object shot down in U.S. airspace within the past week. The White House said the president gave the order to shoot it down and that it posed a, quote, reasonable threat to civilian flights. Toronto's Mayor John Tory announcing his resignation.
During the pandemic, I developed a relationship with an employee in my office in a way that did not meet the standards to which I hold myself as mayor and as a family man. The relationship ended by mutual consent earlier this year.
Troy called it a serious error in judgment. A state of emergency declared in Nevada after a leak at a pipeline facility in the Los Angeles area is disrupting fuel deliveries to places like Las Vegas and Phoenix. Attorneys for former President Trump turned over more classified materials to the Department of Justice last month, according to sources. The records found as Trump's team conducted more searches of Mar-a-Lago. This is ABC News. Pennsylvania's freshman senator home from the hospital.
Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman was released from the hospital after feeling lightheaded a few days earlier. His spokesman said tests showed no evidence of a stroke or seizure, adding that the 53-year-old is looking forward to returning to the Senate on Monday. Fetterman, who was elected in November after beating Dr. Mehmet Oz, had a stroke during his campaign due to a heart condition, according to his team. M. Nguyen, ABC News, Washington.
As the Phoenix metro area is gearing up for a festive Super Bowl weekend, in Scottsdale, the owner of a Native American art-themed gallery is accused of going on a racist rant against Native American dancers who were performing outside his store. Gilbert Ortega, the owner of Gilbert Ortega Native American Galleries, has been charged with three misdemeanor counts of disorderly conduct, according to police. Cody Blackbird, a dancer and flautist who filmed the tirade, says the confrontation ruined what should have been a celebratory week. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on WISS 1100 AM, 98.3 FM, Oshkosh Air Support.
Pat, I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can. But it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed. This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Happy Anti-Fascist Friday. It's Shabbat Shalom, Shumama Bada, good, you know, TGIF, whatever it may be for you. It's the end of the week for us. Congressman Ro Khanna is going to be with us in a few moments for the full hour, taking your calls in a National Progressive Town Hall meeting. He's actually in a meeting right now, and he's says he's going to be running like a bunny. Well, not his phrase, mine. to hook up with the show here shortly. So it'll be a few minutes, maybe, I don't know, 5, 10, maybe even 15 minutes. We'll see. But he will be with us for the rest of the hour. In the second hour of our program, I want to get into how Trump could make bird flu a bird flu pandemic. And we're looking at some really, you know, serious concerns here, more deadly than COVID. Also, what happened to the Article 6, Clause 3 of the United States Constitution? We'll get into this in the second hour. This says no religious test shall ever be required as a qualification to any office or public trust throughout the United States. Well, somebody, the Navy actually, has a new idea about this. I'll tell you about that. And also in our second hour, the Republican Party has now come out and said who their austerity targets are. They've been saying we need to cut the budget to balance the budget. Well, what do they want to cut? Well, guess what? It's mostly food aid to poor families, because, you know, hey, they don't need to eat, right? And student debt relief. They want to end Biden's program. I'll tell you about there's a bunch more to that. I'll give you all the details in the second hour of the program. In the third hour of our program, a troubling anti-American movement is growing. Also, the railroad companies have blocked safety rules before the Ohio derailment. And the Saudis just sentenced an American, a 71 or 72-year-old American, whose crime was tweeting about the Saudi government saying that they should be held accountable for Khashoggi's murder. They just sentenced this American to 19 years in prison. Mohammed bin Salman. Amazing. He was in America when he tweeted those things. He went back to Saudi Arabia to sell some property that he owned there. He's an American citizen. He's been living here, you know, since the 70s. So, anyhow, I'll give you all the details on that in the third hour. As we're waiting for Congressman Khan, I just wanted to share with you some of the headlines that Howard pulled together over at The Writing, you know, the newsletter that summarizes what's going on the right wing every day. And, you know, just to give you some context, when Democrats generally are publishing articles or tweeting or whatever, it's, you know, I mean, you'll find me, you know, from time to time trashing Republicans. it's kind of a sport, I suppose. But generally speaking, what Democrats are talking about is what they want to do for Americans. You know, Joe Biden wants to offer student debt relief, $10,000 in debt relief to you know, low-income students with student loans. Actually, you know, I guess it's pretty much right across the board to students with student loans. You know, we want to strengthen Social Security. We want to strengthen Medicare. And many of us think that we should have Medicare for all, that we should get for-profit insurance companies out of the business of, you know, providing health, government-paid for health care, at least, altogether. We would like to have better public education, good public schools. You know, we basically talk about what we want. And I just find it fascinating how the Republican-controlled media, the Republican-controlled press, is kind of going in a very different direction. When your only commitment is to sucking up to right-wing billionaires who don't want to pay taxes, and giant, mostly fossil fuel corporations that don't want their pollution to be regulated, chemical companies and fossil fuel companies, and making sure that banksters' profits are always protected. When that's your only real commitment, then what do you have? I mean, what can you say in your media? Well, here's the, just to give you an overview, you know, kind of a broad brush overview of what's going on across conservative media right now. Over at Town Hall, townhall.whatever.com, I guess it is. And I think Town Hall, it was one of the right-wing commentators. It wasn't Tucker, was it? Tucker's was a different one. But anyhow, over at Town Hall, it says, "We deserve reparations from stupid people." Right. Over at BPR, not sure what that stands for, this, but it's the top story here. Putting down white people is the new national sport. Are you catching a theme here? It's, you know, something kind of regularly going on. This is from Fox News. Disney is disguising brainwashing as entertainment. Right. This is Disney's 7,000 job cuts. This is from Greg Gutfeld. Disney's 7,000 job cuts are part of a bigger strategy to save $5.5 billion, which is more than enough to pay for the sex change surgeries for the Pirates of the Caribbean. This is what happens when you go woke. The saying is you go broke. And you can blame the cowardly execs who let the woke turn Disney into the joke it is now. I mean, you want to talk about transitioning? I mean, this is sick, twisted stuff. Ridiculing people who are going through really difficult times in their lives. I mean, you know, I have a relative who made a transition. And it's a big deal. And it's not taken lightly, and people struggle with this for years. Anyhow, American Thinker. Now they're talking about Joe's State of the Union address. This is, you know, some of these other right-wing sites. American Thinker, bad show, bad ratings. Slow Joe's State of the Union speech flops. I don't think they were watching it, do you? this is from the Wall Street Journal. Biden's speech was Trumpian. He was deft and merry, and the GOP foolishly took his bait. The president had a good night. Well, that at least the Wall Street Journal, this is Peggy Noonan, so, you know, even when she doesn't like the news, she generally tells the truth. That's refreshing, I suppose. But American Spectator, another right-wing publication, says, Biden will make us last again. Jeffrey Lord writes, we are seeing the rise of the anti-MALA Democrats, whatever that is. Washington Times, another right-wing publication. This is the one that used to be owned by the Moonies. I'm not sure who owns it now. The headline at Washington Times, Biden seems set on insisting Americans are all better off. Gee, I wonder why. Unemployment is 3.4%. It hasn't been there since 1960, what, 5 or something, 64? You know, inflation is coming down. For the last 3 months, the average inflation rate has been under 2%. Wage growth is slowing, which will, you know, please the Fed, but, you know, it's kind of keeping up. Unionization is increasing across the United States. You know, I get it that, you know, these Republicans want to trash Biden, but, I mean, what do they have that they can trash him with? I just don't see anything, you know, which is kind of sad. The Daily Caller, that's the one that Tucker Carlson started. The headline there, Americans are crushed economically while Biden lives in fantasy land. Right. The American people are clamoring for policies that work, they write over at Daily Caller. Yeah, like taking unemployment to 3.4% and lowering inflation. you know, paying off $10,000 in student loans to millions of Americans, expanding health care. Well, no, that's not what they're talking about. They say the America First agenda has the solutions to solve inflation and get our economy booming again. Yelling at the American people won't make them believe our country is headed in the wrong direction. I think they meant yelling at the American people won't make them believe that our country is headed in the right direction, but whatever. The America First agenda, cut taxes on rich people, raise taxes on average people. I don't know if the American First movement has endorsed the 30% national sales tax, but, you know, wouldn't surprise me. And then Gateway Pundit, Biden administration is lying about the Chinese balloon. My God. And then back to, SteveGruber.com, back to the original theme about, trashing non-white people. What's so bad about the white male patriarchy? Oh, man. Hungarian conservative. Oh, geez, a new one. The gay BCs and the new generation of woke children. It's amazing. All righty, we're still waiting for Congressman Khanna. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It is 15 minutes past the hour. Stick around. I'll be back with you in just a moment.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get screwed. by Tom Hartman, available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Do you know the importance of a high-protein diet for your dog? Dogs are omnivores, and it's imperative that they get enough protein in every meal. And many of your mass-produced dog foods, especially the dry dog foods, may lack the essential protein and the healthy fats your dog needs for optimal health. Introducing Dynavite's Meal Booster. It's a freeze-dried meal topper that is loaded with protein and omegas. Just sprinkle it on top of your pet's food for a delicious taste packed with essential nutrients that can help support a healthy skin and coat, gut health, and the immune system. These toppers are wonderful. Our dogs love this stuff. I'm telling you, they will run from, you know, the other side of the house if they hear Louise opening that bag. Blue and Chewy, they're just nuts about it. They get all the nutrients they need now. Dynavite is so confident that your pet will benefit from their products that they offer a 90-day risk-free trial on your first purchase, so you have nothing to lose. Go to Dynavite.com today. That's D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.com. Dynavite.com. Terms apply. See the site for details. Dynavite.com. And welcome back. 21 minutes past the hour. We just heard from Congressman Connor's office that he can't get out of the meeting. They thought the meeting was going to wrap up. It has turned into a marathon session. And so we're going to just postpone his appearance on the program today until next week or the week after. So, probably next week. We'll see. So you're stuck with me for the next 3 hours. I hope that's all right. FYI, on Monday, Jefferson Smith will be filling in for me. You'll recall a week or so ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, I asked you to keep my niece, Annie, in your thoughts or prayers or whatever, because she was going through a rough time. She was dog sitting a friend's dog. She got scratched. The scratch got infected with MRSA, it turns out. She went to the hospital when her leg swelled up. And for 6 days, they gave her the wrong antibiotics, and then they amputated her left leg, then they amputated her right leg, then they amputated her right hand, and now she's in complete organ failure, and on Wednesday, they're taking her off the kidney machine, and they're going to let her die. And so I'm flying out to Michigan to essentially say goodbye. Wow. It just hit me, you know. What's going on with one of my kids. So Jefferson will be here. No, please don't offer condolences or say anything about it. I'd rather not talk about it anymore today. But just FYI, that's why I won't be here on Monday. I'll be back on Tuesday. So let's pick up your phone calls here. It's Anything Goes Friday. Brad in Elk Grove Village, Illinois. Hey, Brad, what's on your mind today?
I just wanted to say have a safe trip and come back in good shape, both physically and mentally. But I have a suggestion for you about Ron DeSantis, mm-hmm. which I think you will appreciate. And I've started spelling in my posts about him, Ron and his last name, DeSantis, with the S's capitalized, because he, book banning, the the totalitarian, cruel, you know, gratuitously cruel and malicious nature of him fits right in.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a shame they don't have a font that's got the S's that look like the lightning bolts. You know, that would be perfect. And maybe they do. Maybe there is, yeah, you know, some font that does that. Probably not, though. I would guess not. But
I, if you could, I think the Democrats really need to go hard on him and showcase what he's doing, and I'm sure they will. But he, to me, is the far right wing wackadoodle party. He's the greatest threat.
Maybe. He's also a very fragile guy. He doesn't react well when he's contradicted. He doesn't react well when he you know, the guy's a bully. And and he hasn't been tested on a national stage. And I should qualify this statement by pointing out that I didn't think that Donald Trump was going to get elected president. There were a couple of times when I said, well, it's possible, but I didn't really believe it. I thought Hillary was going to walk away with it. I might be completely wrong about this, but my sense of it is that Ron DeSantis probably, we'll see. Probably won't be the nominee, but I'm not sure who else would be. It's a tough one. Brad, thank you. I got to move along here, but thank you. David in Columbus, Ohio. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi. Thanks for being in there every day. You're very reliable.
Thank you.
And I wanted to ask the congressman why the strategic arms limitation talks weren't ever mentioned in the State of the Union, and also a windfall profits tax, I think.
Well, Russia's not participating in those talks, are they?
Well, I'm not sure what's happening. Nobody brings it up. Almost every president since Reagan's has talked about strategic arms limitations, and I haven't heard Biden bring it up. Maybe he did, but
I remember a news story. In fact, I remember briefly talking about it on the air maybe a year ago. So I'm guessing that we might have reached out or tried to start the talks before the Ukraine invasion. But I would be surprised if there has been any of that kind of dialogue between the United States and Russia. Although I don't know. I mean, please subject this to a fact check.
Well, there could be between other nations.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be just Russia.
That's true.
I think Putin's days are numbered. But also windfall profits, that could be distributed to a lot of good efforts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. We'll dig into that a little more in the second hour of the program. Absolutely. David, thank you for the call. We'll be right back. It's 27 minutes past the hour. Stick around. It's Anything Goes Friday, whatever's on your mind.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With 20-plus years of experience combined with new tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects easy. Angie has the experts you need, whether it's your first repair, your first renovation project, or upgrading your home before you sell. Angie is your personal home expert with 150 million-plus customers served to date. Angie provides new digital tools and innovative solutions to make it easier than ever to get that home project done right. We recently sprung a leak on our roof. The free Angie mobile app came to our rescue. Now it's being fixed. Angie gets the stress that home projects can cause. They make tackling home service projects a breeze from start to finish. Plus, they have upfront project pricing, so you'll know what you'll pay before you start. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com. Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800.
A progressive.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The U.S. military not saying much about an object that was shot down over Alaska on Friday. It's the second object shot down in U.S. airspace within the past week. The White House said the president gave the order to shoot it down and that it posed a, quote, reasonable threat to civilian flights. Toronto's Mayor John Tory announcing his resignation.
During the pandemic, I developed a relationship with an employee in my office in a way that did not meet the standards to which I hold myself as mayor and as a family man. The relationship ended by mutual consent earlier this year.
Troy called it a serious error in judgment. A state of emergency declared in Nevada after a leak at a pipeline facility in the Los Angeles area is disrupting fuel deliveries to places like Las Vegas and Phoenix. Attorneys for former President Trump turned over more classified materials to the Department of Justice last month, according to sources. The records found as Trump's team conducted more searches of Mar-a-Lago. This is ABC News.
Hey, everybody. How we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest. And it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Our guest is Kristen Elfheim, who is the state Senate candidate for District 19 in the Fox Valley.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
There are really good people that have been in Madison on both sides. And if we're not letting the strongest problem solvers win, we're making a mistake.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, always on the Civic Media app.
Know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gina Beauclair.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really missed you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
The administration and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on SiriusXM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program. Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. Oh, my God, there's another George Santos. You thought it was just George, right? Well, it's not just George. The Washington Post just did a deep dive into Republican from Florida, Representative Paulina Luna, Anna Paulina Luna. What is it with Republicans from Florida just being BS machines? She ran for office and won. She's in Congress right now as a Hispanic conservative who grew up poor, survived a home invasion, and lost her grandmother to HIV/AIDS because of heroin use. But those details have come as a surprise to family members and friends who knew her before she entered politics 5 years ago. She did not grow up poor. She's apparently not Hispanic. Her grandmother apparently didn't die from HIV/AIDS. One of her friends, a former roommate, said she would really change who she was based on what fit the best situation at the time. In the past, she has described herself as being Jewish, which she's apparently not either. And she was a registered Democrat in 2017 and a big supporter of Barack Obama. Right. That's amazing. Keep an eye on this one. Anyhow, picking up your calls, it's Anything Goes Friday. As I said, Mary in Chicago. Hey, Mary, what's on your mind today?
Yes, I think what is going on right now is that the people have forgotten how bad it was when Biden got in. We basically, tore apart the public health system that was in place back in the 50s. And that's why we're having this virus going on right now.
Yeah, well, I noted that there was an op-ed that I got in the mail. No, it was on, I'm trying to remember where it was. I'm pretty sure day before yesterday on The Writing, this newsletter that has all the right-wing sites. One of their sites, their lead story was Biden inherited the fastest growing economy in American history, which, of course, is not true. What Biden inherited was an absolute screaming, flaming mess. You can count on the Republicans to lie about things. Mary, thank you for the call. Jeff in Fort Dodge, Iowa. Hey, Jeff, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. We've talked a lot about DeSantis in Florida and DeSantis, and I want to talk about Kim Reynolds in Iowa.
Okay, go for it.
I think she makes sometimes DeSantis look like a choir boy.
Right. For people who don't know, she's the Republican governor of Iowa.
Absolutely, sir. And she has a full house of Republicans in the state legislature. And, of course, and you have talked about how they take taxpayer money to give to private and Christian schools, and that's already our public schools are already saying they're going to have to start cutting back and stuff now. They've introduced legislation that teachers will be sued if they happen to people get a hold of books in the schools that they ban. The teacher will be subject to be sued by a parent if this book happens or they talk about LGBTQ, anything like that. She passed a bill, it's on her desk right now, that if you get hurt by a doctor, the cap is $1 million. That's it. That's all you can get. If they mess up a surgery or anything, they also are introducing legislation that will allow 14-year-old kids to go to work because we have no workforce. Our unemployment is so low, we have no workforce. So now they're going to bring kids in to do the workforce.
Right, rather than letting refugees or asylum seekers or even illegal immigrants, in quotes, do those jobs.
Or higher wages.
Or pay higher wages. Yeah, that's the more obvious one, Jeff. Yes, absolutely. Bring people back into the workforce by offering them enough money.
So, like I say, look out. It's not just DeSantis. It's right here. Yeah. And it's a crying shame. I used to love this state. I've moved up here, and I've lived here, and I call it the hate state now.
That's so
because
sad.
It has changed so much. And how would you like to be a business and come to this state?
Yeah,
I wouldn't want to bring my business here.
And I am guessing that pretty much every city of any consequence in Iowa has a right-wing hate radio station.
Absolutely. Probably five of them.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, we've got three of them here in Portland. I mean, you know,
yeah.
Big sticks. I mean, you know, radio stations that throw huge signals, you know, over, you know, massive areas, multi-state areas. And, you know, but three hate radio stations in one town. And then there's, you know, another half a dozen of them scattered around the state. Jeff, I got to run, but thank you for the call. That's disheartening. Frank in Thompson Falls, Montana. Hey, Frank, how's Montana today?
Oh, it's good. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just wanted to add something about the policing of America.
Mm-hmm.
It basically has to do with anybody who's other. I'm a older gentleman in my 60s, and I ride motorcycles, and I've been held at gunpoint I don't know how many times for something as minor as a taillight out on my motorcycle.
By police, you mean?
And so, yeah.
At gunpoint?
Exactly. Yep. In fact, 5 years ago, I was pulled over for my taillight, and I went to get off my motorcycle, and he told me to stay on my motorcycle. I said, well, I'm getting my wallet out of my back pocket, and he told me to not move and keep my hands on the handlebars. And I'm going, geez. I go, this is just a little bit of overkill for a traffic stop, isn't it?
Yeah.
And he says, well, you can never be too safe in today's society.
Wow.
But it's been going on since the 70s. I got pulled over years ago for being Patty Hearst in the SLA, and was put face down in the dirt with a shotgun to the back of my head.
Whoa.
And it's because of the fact that you don't fit the normal. You got long hair or beard. And like with my motorcycle, I don't ride with Hell's Angels or anybody like that. I just have a normal bike with a normal leather coat.
Right, right.
But
you've got long hair and you're on a bike.
Anybody that doesn't fit a mold, exactly. Anybody that doesn't fit the mold of normal America, then they're concerned and they're scared of it.
Yeah, that's sad. That's really sad.
Yeah.
Well, and if you were black, you'd probably be dead by now. Frank.
Exactly.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing your story. It's a grim one, but it's a story people need to hear. Thank you. Scott in Denton, Texas. Hey, Scott, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Tom. Hey, this deal about becoming a Christian nation, and let's go right back to DeSantis.
Mm-hmm.
I know that there's a lot of retired Jews down in Florida, and if we're going to be a Christian nation, what's he going to do? I mean, lure everybody to Disney World? Put them on a happiness train out to, you know, like Arizona, and offer them a free shower or sauna.
Yeah, right.
I'll take my answer off the air.
Well, Scott, I don't. It's an interesting question. Because there are a lot of retired people from New York, and a lot of them are Jewish in Florida. And I don't know what the population ratios and numbers are, though, and I don't know how DeSantis is dealing with that. It's a good question. Sorry, I don't have an easy answer for you. Ben in Oceanside, California. Hey, Ben, what's up?
Hello?
Hey, Ben, you're on the air.
Yeah, okay. First off is, on a personal note, I want to thank you for making me recognize how generous my father really was. And then I want to talk to you about cryptocurrencies and your lack of understanding, really. I hate to put it that way because you're a very intelligent man. But cryptocurrencies are air. There's no value. There's no nothing to cryptocurrencies. Their only value is intrinsic. Does that help you out?
Yeah, except that they don't have an intrinsic value. They have an extrinsic value. Their value is determined by the marketplace. Something that has intrinsic value, gold has intrinsic value. You can sell it, you know, regardless of circumstances, consequences, or whatever. These are just numbers. These are ones and zeros.
No. I disagree with you on that, sir. The gold has a value. It's a commercial item. It has an ounce value. Now, if you put it into coin, the additional value is intrinsic. And I'm saying
no. The core value is intrinsic. Intrinsic means in the nature of the thing itself, within it. Extrinsic is a value defined by external circumstances, outside of it. You're using your words wrong, Ben. Respectfully.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you. I was, you know, and I appreciate the correction. But still, extrinsic value.
Yeah. Well, let's set aside the $5 words. What's the point you're trying to make?
Is that cryptocurrency is thin air.
I agree.
It is no value other than what people place on it.
Yeah. I would never buy cryptocurrency. I would never invest in it. I think that we're going through a Dutch tulip bulb moment here, or at least we were. It popped a little while ago when Sam Bankman-Fried's exchange went down. But, I see this as a scam, frankly.
Exactly. Now, I got introduced to cryptocurrency when you were on, RTTV?
Oh, that was a long time ago, yeah.
And no, that's when I got introduced to it, and I determined that because of the way they were marketing it, et cetera, that basically it was a self-perpetuating pump-and-dump scam.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that characterization, Ben. I think that, if you think we're disagreeing, we're not. I completely agree with you. Thank you. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's Anything Goes Friday here on the Tom Hartman Program. You and me, all 3 hours, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Fair and only slightly unbalanced. We'll be right back with your calls. Explore the quaint seaside villages and historic harbors of old New England with American Cruise Lines. You'll visit scenic Martha's Vineyard, beautiful Nantucket, and Bar Harbor. Enjoy an authentic lobster bake along the rocky shores of Maine aboard the newest fleet of small cruise ships. Relax on your private balcony, breathing in the ocean air as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Simply request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues. You can find it all at HartmanReport.com.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, CAPTERRA.com. Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free Donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. It's the last weekend before Valentine's Day, and you don't want to do flowers. They just, you know, dry up and you have to throw them out. How about something incredibly thoughtful that the two of you will really and truly love? And I'm talking about Louise and my absolute favorite gift we've ever given ourselves, which are the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding on the planet, sheets from Cozy Earth. They are incredible. It's like silk and cotton combined. You have to experience it to believe it. Cozy Earth not only uses luxury materials, including the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. Cozy Earth is also the brand that made Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. That's huge. So is the fact that Cozy Earth customers have penned over 5,000 five-star reviews on their website. And did I mention that Cozy Earth bedding is temperature regulating so you sleep more comfortably year-round? We sure do. Whether it's their luxury sheets available in five awesome colors, their loungewear, their pajamas, another great Valentine's Day gift, or the premium waffle bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. So I can get you 35% off right now. If you go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, and you'll save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com. Okay, picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Friday. Robert in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Hey, Robert, what's up?
Yes, I was curious about how Scott wants to sunset all the federal programs every 5 years, and that they have to re-up them every 5 years. And my point is, they can't even handle the bill load that they have now, and they want to do it times 20 and see if they can get 20 times the work done in the same amount of time.
Right, it's a backdoor way of ending Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, food stamps, you know, all the so-called welfare programs that the right-wing billionaires who fund Rick Scott hate.
Yeah, I understand that, but you know, nobody's ever called him out and said, well, how do you plan on handling that workload if you can't even do your workload right now?
Yeah.
That's another question. Point to throw out and say, wait a minute.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's just hysterical that, you know, I mean, Rick Scott actually published this like 50-page booklet or whatever, you know, about his 11-point plan, and which, you know, calls for sunsetting Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. And Joe Biden is doing this tour. He was in Florida yesterday. He was in Wisconsin the day before that, I believe. And he's carrying around a pocket, you know, a copy of it in his vest pocket, and pulling it out and waving it around and reading from it. And here's what Rick Scott says. And this is the guy who, you know, challenged Mitch McConnell for leadership of the Senate. This is the guy who was the chairman of the Senate Republican, the Senate Republican Senatorial Committee, I believe it's, I believe that's right, whatever the acronym is. You know, in charge, he was in charge of raising money. I think he raised like over $50 million to reelect senators. And of course, that didn't work out so well. The guy, and he's the former, you know, the company that he built and was the CEO of was convicted of the largest Medicare fraud in the history of America. So you can understand why he might want to get rid of Medicare. Robert, thank you. Excellent points all. George in Toledo. Hey, George, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I just want to give a little bit of an economic basis, sort of give you a different perspective on things that you already know, but might say, think about it from my perspective and say, that's interesting. What I want to talk about is the economic basis of things that happen, and specifically, your penchant for waxing nostalgic about the Republican Party in the era of Dwight Eisenhower as president and so forth.
Well, it's
and
a qualified wax. I'll tell you, it's a very qualified wax. But at least
exactly,
it wasn't
but
nuts.
But my point is, at that point in time, most of the world's manufacturing was either obsolete or bombed out from the Second World War. And we had very few competitors, and our markets were expanding. So you and I grew up in a time period when capitalist markets for the American industries was expanding. So, that was a time period when unions were winning wage gains and benefit gains and so forth. But now we're in the era of export your jobs to low wage nations. And my point is, when capitalism expands, it creates a middle class. So yes, the unions did fight to win their benefits, but the capitalists caved in fast enough because they said, we're rolling in money. Let's give these people some money. In fact, let's look at Henry Ford. He created the Model T, and he assumed that only farmers would want to buy it. But when he started putting his product on the market, he found doctors, lawyers, everybody wanted a car. Everybody wanted one. So his markets were expanding. So what did he do? He raised the wages of his workers because he wanted a reliable workforce. He concentrated every single aspect of production into the River Rouge plant. Now we're in a time period when we're doing the opposite. We're exporting jobs, we're subcontracting, we're doing all these things that crush the wage rate. And we've been in this this episode for 40 to 50 years.
42 years.
And now, yes, so now we're in an era where these people who are big capitalists, crony capitalists, they want to crush the social wage rate. Social Security, Medicare, that's the social wage rate that's paid to the American people. And they want to crush that now. Why? Why is this all happening? It's because the profit rate is declining. And I really appreciate your having Professor Richard Wolff as your guest. He lays things out very clearly. I know you're a historical scholar and a political savant.
Okay, let me just respond real quickly because we're in a break. I'll let you talk. Henry Ford did not want to raise his wages. He was forced to by his partner, who later became a state senator, and his wife. We're out of time. I'll just leave it at that. George, thank you for the call. I need to start interrupting people when they go on and on and on so that we can... Anyway, we'll be right back. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood, but did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call pack rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, pack rats.
800-334-5468. 800-334-
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
You recall the Capitol insurrection? A post-ABC news poll showed 54% said Trump should be criminally charged for inciting the riot. That's like a litany of criminal allegations against the former president. You can say it's all partisanship and a witch hunt, but there wasn't one credible accusation against Obama during his entire 8-year term. So how Republicans just ignore all the evidence? I mean, he was perpetrating a coup on multiple levels.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Here's today's STEM tip. Don't throw out that old plastic bottle. Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in its own ecosystem. Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.